Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Elliot Brown here in the Essex Business Radio studio, and it's another one of these great, interesting, compelling shows that I'm doing, C19, How We Deal With It, where I'm chatting to people everywhere about how they are dealing with COVID-19, corona, whatever we want to call it, and how they're pivoting, changing, how they're adapting to what is going on in their personal and business life, in their work life, and maybe some ideas and tips they've got for you guys out there at the same time. So joining me today from the USA is Miles Biggs of Mojo Active and also the podcaster, Relish the Journey. How you doing, Miles?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
No, you're very, very welcome. Where are you based? You're based in Pennsylvania, right?
That's correct. Pennsylvania, yep.
And you've got some winds coming, I believe.
Yeah, tornado warnings today. So fingers crossed, we don't have to deal with that.
So I just did another, as I said to you before we started recording, I did another podcast, and it seems like there's some serious winds coming in to hit the States. So not only are you having to deal with a virus, but you're having to deal with the force of the gods at the same time. It's all going on.
Yeah, and you mentioned that other person you talked to is from South Carolina, and oddly enough, a perk of working from home, right, is I can just wear my t-shirts. And this is from a grocery store in South Carolina. Piggly Wiggly is the name of the store.
Very
cool. So there you go.
Very cool. So you again, like quite a number of people that have come on to do this with me, they've answered a post I put out on the podcast community group. So I appreciate you that, and I appreciate your time and coming on. Thank you. Thanks very much for that. You are you do social media marketing and stuff for a company which is Mojo Active. That's changed. You've done your podcast. Tell me a little bit about what you do in your day job and in your podcasting job as well, or job podcasting role.
Sure. So my day job is, as you said, a marketing agency called Mojo Active.
Yep.
It's an integrated marketing agency located here in Pennsylvania. My role there is as director of digital marketing.
Yep.
So it's social media, it's search engine optimization, pay-per-click, geo-targeting, you know, anything that's digitally encompassing marketing. That's what my team is doing.
Yeah,
we added podcasting to that at the end of last year.
Right.
And we launched a podcast for the agency at the beginning of this year, just a few months before COVID-19 hit.
Right.
And so we're working remotely. We have clients calling, emailing, texting, right? Questions. They're concerned. Every day there's new information coming out. And so we pivoted the podcast for the agency from one show a week to doing one every single day.
Right.
And it was a way for us to speak directly to our clients through just emails to our client list.
Yeah.
But then also we put it out on social media just to reach anybody in business with some free content of what we're seeing from our seats in an agency, because we're in a unique spot where we can see into lots of different business verticals, not just one, to see what trends we're seeing and then share some advice with the world of what they can do to make the most out of this weird time, as weird as that sounds, right? People are dying. So I don't want it to sound too opportunistic, but people are running businesses at the same time, and you want to stay operational. You got to figure out a way to still make money while all this is happening. And that's what we're doing at that podcast.
Very much so. And listen, it's not a morbid thing. You know, yes, okay, this is going on in the world. But as I've said before, where there's disruption and change, there is definitely opportunity. And by the sounds of it, and I like the fact that the business that you work for was already into a podcast. And we had a little chat about this before we started recording, that there seems to be more of a traction in the USA for businesses to get into doing the podcasting thing. It's been big in the States for quite a while now. So you've gone, okay, we've got this platform. Thankfully, we're already on it. And that gives you the ability to get out, as you said, what you want to tell or help, what you want to say to people, not just your clients, but people that are generally interested in what you guys do.
Yeah, you were talking about how you've seen podcasting as an opportunity to grow your network, right?
Yes.
And in business, it's the same
now.
Thing. So our podcast for Mojo Active is called Integrate and Conquer, if anybody is interested in that, talking about how you can integrate different areas of marketing to conquer your business goals. And we use it to talk to our clients, but like you said about growing your network, it's one of the greatest business development tools.
Yeah.
Because if you want to call on a new client, you could send them a link to a podcast that's relevant to their industry. They might happen to find you, and they're going to get to listen to your voice, hear your personality, hear your approach to things. And by the time you pick up the phone and connect with them, or they call you, you shorten that sales cycle because there's already that familiarity. And podcasting is just a great way to do that. That, like you mentioned, businesses don't always think about it that way.
Yeah, definitely. And you do a podcast of your own as well, right?
Yeah, so that's where I got started about 3 years ago. I started a podcast called Relish the Journey, simply because I love podcasting and figured, what the hell? It can't be too hard to do, right? I should just give it a shot. Started interviewing, like, literally my mom and dad and sisters and cousins just to get used to it and everything. Yep. And it's just really highlighting all the really extraordinary stories that ordinary people have to tell. You know, a business podcast and other real influencer type people, they're interviewing other folks that are at that high level with them. Sure. And I'm interviewing people that are just in the thick of everyday life, but are still really doing some really awesome things and documenting their path and how they've journeyed towards their success. Right. So that's what that show's about.
Yeah.
And so I've upped that show from doing just one a week, that's an interview type show, to two a week, where I do one at the beginning of the week. That's just me sort of riffing on motivational ideas and personal development topics that I'm really into, that I'm just sharing those ideas with everyone. So it's more of a light, more of an escapist type form of content.
Okay.
Whereas the business one, we're talking about what's going on in business with COVID. And then my personal one, it's just, hey, there's enough COVID content out there, right? If you just want something more lighthearted or interesting, you can listen to that show.
Yeah. Very cool. I'll be checking that out for sure afterwards. And I know we're going to be getting to know each other a little bit better as well. So on the business side, so now as you said, there are quite a lot of, bits and pieces out there about COVID and, C-19, yeah, as we sort of call it here, but I'm calling it. What is it that Mojo is putting out there, as in tips and ideas and help and stuff like that? What sort of content is it that you're getting out there to people?
Sure. So the biggest thing that I'm talking about, anybody that'll listen, is that there's a time to plan a very elaborate strategy, and then there's a time to simply try new things and put yourself out there and fail over and over and over again, right?
Yeah.
No one knows how long COVID's going to take. If we sat around in boardrooms for months strategizing around a new product line or a new messaging strategy, the thing's going to be over and your revenues are falling and they're not coming back.
Yeah,
we've got to be very quick on our feet. We've got to be able to pivot. We've got to be able to look at current services and products and see how can we do a spinoff or slightly change it to be something new for the way people are living their lives right now.
Uh-huh.
So really, that's been my favorite word, is just pivot.
Yeah,
you need to be able to pivot. You need to be quick on your feet. And every day you show up and fire up your laptop, it's a new market.
Yeah.
And it's very much like going back to a startup mentality, even for established businesses. And if you don't do that, if you're too sluggish, you're
going to
get left behind.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to completely agree with you. Pivot has definitely been the word that's come through all of the podcasts that I've done so far in the last couple of weeks. That is the main word. Definitely come from the States. I think you've been using that. You've used that first, and it's now I'm using it every day. But I think it's really important to, as you said, listen, there's lots of people that are talking about, they're looking at their strategies, they're looking at their planning and the blah, blah, blah. However, are they actually actioning things, or are they waiting to go, well, I've spent, as you said, quite rightly so, how I've spent, what, 1-2 months planning and looking at my structure and looking at my strategies but you've got to do something with that, haven't you? And of course, the longer this goes on, the longer things are going to change. So am I right in saying, I think I'm sort of asking you, and what you've experienced, what you're doing with your customers and how you see it, if you take that and you go, yeah, do you know what? I'm going to change processes. I'm going to change strategy. I'm going to change what I'm doing. You've got to try it out, haven't you? You've got to try something out, and then you can tweak it. You can start perfecting it and it go through the time. Is that the sort of thing you're sort of talking about there?
Yeah, it's going to be different for every business, right? Because some are going to have to just completely throw out their strategy. If they're a brick and mortar business and now they can't have their store open and they have no other way to sell products, that's an uh-oh moment. And they need to get an e-commerce site up and running quickly or they're out of business, right? Yeah. That's a whole new strategy. So, but for others, the highest level strategy is not going to change, but the tactics of how you accomplish that strategy would change. And that's what you are going to have to try and execute, right? The word above my head here, you've got to be able to just execute it and not just think about it over and over and over again and try things out. Segment your customer bases, do ABC testing, right?
Yeah.
Try a bunch of different things and see what works, and then follow what does and get let go of what doesn't, and add new variables into the mix. Every day is an experiment.
Yeah. I mean, look, social media is a great place to use that at the moment. You can get feedback from people if you put it out there, even if it's just amongst people that you know, because everybody's looking at it more than they are right now. I do know conversion rates, and I've spoken about this a few times. The conversion rates are pretty good on Facebook at the moment if you're going to pay for something. But even if you wanted to do free, that if you wanted to do it free, you just want to do it organically, there people are engaging more in posts, so you can still get a judge of what may or may not work. How are things been affected in your personal life? I mean, forget business for a second. Let's take it into the personal side of things, if you don't mind. How's this affected you, where you are and how you live yourself life personally? Obviously on lockdown.
Yeah, on lockdown. We are in our house. I've got a wife who's got her own home office set up in another guest bedroom, and I'm in a different bedroom.
Okay. Okay.
We also have a 2-year-old, which, you know, daycare is closed. So yep. We typically would go to work. I'd go to the gym, which is closed.
Yep.
Can't do that. And then I go to office and you know, it was the routine. But now we're at home, both working, and we've got a 2-year-old running around, running amok. And so we've been fortunate that we have my wife's parents are retired. And so uh-huh. They've been able to come sporadically and help take care of him so that we can actually focus on working.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's just really hard to get anything done with the 2-year-old running around.
Yeah.
And I really feel for parents that have to homeschool their kids right now, because mm-hmm. That's a full-time job in and of itself, let alone their actual careers that they have to do.
Oh.
So it's wild. But so that's about it. Just we went from going into the office to now the home is the office. And it's really finding new ways to continue those routines. Like I set up a little makeshift gym in my basement. So okay. I wake up and I still go to the gym, but okay. It's in my basement. That way I can maintain my physical health, which I think is a huge factor for me mentally.
Yeah.
And not going crazy in quarantine. I need to sweat a little bit and lift some weights and let out some of that, you know, pent up boredom.
yeah.
And that's really a big thing, right? I think a lot of people aren't doing that. And so they start going nuts. They think quarantine has to mean completely upending their life, but you can, like we talked about, pivoting, right?
Yeah.
The strategy is still the same. I'm going to work out. I'm going to get my work done. I'm going to have family time. But my tactics of how I get that done, I've now had to change and are different. So in many ways, I've applied what I've been preaching in the business world to my own personal life.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and do you, are you quite good at doing that normally? Are you pretty good at sort of structuring your days and stuff in before this happened?
Yeah, because I mean, I work my day job. I come home. I do family stuff, and then at nights, I'm growing my podcast and my side business. I also do, you know, business coaching and consulting, and run online mastermind groups and things like that. And so, I go to work. I take a break. And I go back to work just for myself.
Yeah.
And so you have to get good at managing your time that way, and being very efficient. And so it's just been an extension of that for me.
Yeah, definitely. Online mastermind groups, my friend. Now, mastermind groups, I love. I think they're great. I've gone quite a few mastermind evenings, and was looking to actually set up something this year as well. From my experience, and getting other people in that have had certain experiences that are not just say, let's not just say they're the CEOs of a business and they've got a great story to tell, but some of the people that have really been through it and virtually lost everything and that, you know, that real difficult path. Tell me about your masterminds that you're doing online. I'm sure they must be quite an interesting thing right now.
Yeah, it is interesting because it's mostly people in the States and they're spread over the country. So we're all going through this right now. And they're all entrepreneurs. These are, you know, so there are different stages of their business. Some have more established and some are just starting out.
Yeah.
Some are in tech. Some are in more creative fields like photography or writing. And so it is interesting how everybody is taking advantage of this time to keep their business on track and like how it's affecting them personally too. So that's what it is. It's Zoom calls like we're doing right now.
Yeah.
And we go through topics of personal and professional development. And it just becomes that group of people that you touch base with for an hour and a half every week. You know, it's like your digital tribe that helps keep you accountable to your goals, which has been huge for me and keeping me on track.
They do. I think there's a huge amount of value to be taken from lots of different people. In fact, I suppose doing podcasts like this and, you know, doing a series of podcasts around, in essence, is the same thing. It's a huge mastermind group. And what we're doing is we're delivering that out to people that want to listen or watch through our own platform. I'll be interested in talking to you about that more in more detail. Off air. So that's something that you do on a personal level. That's got nothing to do with Mojo, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. How long have you been involved in the mastermind groups?
About a year now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you've got a lot from that. Do you think you've moved ahead with things in your own, with what you're doing in your own, you know, the podcast, for example? Do you think you've moved ahead further and have a better, I always say I've got a bird's eye view, and I would definitely say that, a helicopter view or whatever you want to call it. Do you think you've got a better view of things in having that sort of melting pot of other ideas and other viewpoints?
Yeah, absolutely. When I first started it, I wasn't even with Mojo Active. I was working at another company. And very frustrated professionally. Networking with that group made me realize and get very clear about what it is I want. So I left that job, started a new one, started my business, growing my podcast. I wrote a book that's going to come out later this year. I have a TED Talk that's going to happen later this year once the event can be rescheduled with coronavirus.
Yeah.
Because I got postponed. So all that in a year. It's been a wild year, but I really attribute a lot of that to that focused attention on myself through that group and really making sure they're holding me accountable to what I want to do. It becomes more than just stuff in your head when you say it out to the group and then they send it back to you.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the guy that shows up to the call and be like, no, I didn't do it. You stay focused.
Yeah, great. Mate, there's a hell of a lot to be said for doing that. And, you know, kudos to you for you to get involved in that and develop. I personally find it easier to do the self-development in the way you're doing it by having lots of people and talking to them than I do about reading books. I must admit, I'm not one for reading a book, although that's a bit of a downfall. I believe that all entrepreneurs or the best ones do. So I need to get reading, but I soak up a lot from other people by talking to people, I suppose. So we all have our ways of doing it, but I think I'll probably need to get into some books.
So I'll suggest audiobooks to you then, if you don't like, if you can't. Because it's like a podcast, right? It's just listening to audiobooks. I find with doing that, I'm able to do a book a week, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And you can cram a lot of information in your brain that way.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, I will be doing that. Well, there's a hell of a lot to be taken from what you've said today. Thanks very much for joining me. I could definitely talk to you for quite a long time. In fact, I believe we will be talking more moving forward. Genuinely, really appreciate you. Thanks very much for coming on and talking about the podcasting and obviously on the marketing side as well. And the mastermind groups, I think, you know, absolutely urge people to go out there and find some, because I guarantee you there's some really good groups that are being set up off the back of things like this because they're not meeting. So you've probably got an opportunity to get involved with mastermind groups. If you didn't know what they were before, this is probably a good time to get involved in them, I would have thought.
Yeah. Yeah. A little phrase I've been saying is that social distancing does not have to mean isolation. You know, just because we can't be in a room with one another, there's so many ways to find a group of people that can support you and you're not alone. We're all going through it together, right? So if you haven't found one or looked, right, like you said, I encourage everyone to check out something. That's what's cool too. It doesn't even have to be in your backyard.
No.
Right? We're talking across oceans right now, thanks to the internet. So literally, it can be anywhere and with anyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, a great note to end on there. Honestly, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. Where can people find you?
Sure. So they can find me. My website is RTJ, like Relish the Journey. It's rtjmedia.com. And they can shoot me an email. It's Miles, M-Y-L-E-S, @rtjmedia.com.
Great stuff. Well, thanks again, Miles. Really appreciate the time. And I shall get to know you a little bit better off air. That's Miles Biggs there from the US and Pennsylvania in the USA. I will put links around this so you guys can find him out. I urge you to check out his podcast. It sounds very, very interesting. I definitely will be doing. If you don't know about Essex Business Radio, this is the first time you've either seen or heard of us, go to www.essexbusinessradio.com. All of the links on there are for our social media. And also, you can download our free app where you can listen to the podcast on your phone anytime you like. Thanks again, Miles. Take care.
Yeah, have a good one. Thanks again.
And I'm going to sign off for now. So it's ciao for now. Brown cow.
listening to Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.